I am so glad to be here this morning. Again, some time has been going by, and I bring greetings from my family back in Guatemala. Everybody say hello. And let me tell you, this is one of those few churches here in the U.S. that I, so many years, when I at first came with Wilfred Johnson and Shirley, who sends greetings to, and I've been feeling so much at home every time I come. Man, wow, I don't know how to explain that, but I feel right at home. You guys don't speak my language, of course, but I feel at home. And you've been supporting what we have been doing for many years. And I come this morning with gratitude in my heart. I don't take lightly in any way the opportunity to be here around you guys. So thank you for the many things that have happened through the years. Children sending greeting cards, you know, wow. We listening from you, you guys sending missions team short term down to Guatemala, all the things that you have been doing, supporting us all through all these years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Spanish, gracias, gracias, gracias. Muchas gracias. So today, I would like to share, I like that, see. I would like to share, I would like to share today a little bit about the synergy to administrate God's mysteries. And I'm talking about synergy there because, you know, that guy that is in front, of course, that's me. And I think that that crazy guy that isn't there pretty much represents me too. But at the same time, you know, the people behind, you can read Grace over there, but the people there, it is Americans and Guatemalans that are now working together, establishing a new church down in Guatemala. And I remember the beginnings of my ministry. I started my ministry in Guatemala. It was probably 1982. And our first salary, it was $105, which usually lasted my family for the first 10 days. I remember my sweet mother-in-law asking when I have my children, when I go and buy diapers to say something, you know. And she asked me, Tico, why they, when you go to buy diapers, you got a bag, not a box? And I said, like, duh. I'm sorry. We couldn't afford that at that time. I remember working on the mountains of Guatemala. And nobody knew me at that point, and I always did ministry in the church that sent me to study, which was Alpha Omega, a church that has been in my heart always. But let me tell you the same thing. Nobody knew me because I always did ministry in the church that sent me for 4 years that I was studying at first. So because nobody knew me, when I went and started working, nobody knew me. And I started getting invitations. I went to preach to one church, Indian church. I remember that very well. The city of Comalapa in Chimaltenango. It's an Indian village. And I was preaching there. There were plenty of different groups of young youth people, you know, young groups. And they invited me that day. And I have 22 different invitations to continue that year. And God used that poor people in Guatemala to put food on my table. Went there, and I was a picky eater. God has his ways to teach you. So I asked myself, where ministry is? Do you think that maybe ministry is in that's the airport of Costa Rica? It's in the airports? And I ask you that because it happened to me that for the first time coming last time here to the U.S., I was sent to a room, a room in which they inquired some things about myself, you know, here in the U.S., And I think that God took me there for a purpose. I didn't have anything to hide, so they sent me to a room, getting into the country, and I went to the room. There were people here, everybody you know with faces, like, show a little bit of panic. I was like, Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful thing, right there. And we started in a conversation, and after those guys were able to get out from there, we went and we were in the line, and I'm not going to make a long story, but the thing is that the girl was from, Mireya was from Honduras, and the other guy from Mexico. And Mireya was in distress because she was going to lose her plane, and I was able to talk to her about God for a little while, and then she come up and told me, you know, my little daughter, 20 months old, Mia, has cancer, and I'm going to visit with her. And then I'm talking to her, and the guy right behind me, Carlos, tell me, you know, I have cancer too. I have this lady crying, this guy telling me that, and I was able to minister that there. Because on airplanes, you don't do that much. You know, they put you in your seat, they give you some earphones, you watch a movie, and then you go down, and that's it. So where's ministry? Man, it's very interesting. The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, it says this, then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Can we read that together? It says this, then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Man, I love that verse. Servants of Christ and those entrusted. If you go to the Greek, it says something similar. It says, autos hemas, logises to anthropos kos, huperetas Christou kai oikonomos posterium to you. Amen? That's the word of God. There is in the second line, that word, autos hemas, logises to anthropos kos, huperetas. And that word, huperetas, was translated as servants, but the huperetas in the New Testament and in Bible times was not a servant. It was a slave. And it was one of those slaves that were lower level. They were in a sheep. There were three different rows of sheep in the Roman ship, I forgot the name right now, the tree something, but trireme ships, and then there was one line, another line, and the last one, there was where the huperetas were. Turns of maybe 8 hours, you know, rowing. Second, maybe 12 hours. Huperetas, the ones the lower level. They were there for 12 hours. Oh no, they were there chained, I'm sorry, to her peers, for life. And pretty much what the ships did was to go after another ship, try to hit him, and then break it apart, and it was like the Titanic. So the first people to die when a ship wrecked to them, it was the huperetas, slaves, and people sentenced to death. Let me tell you a little bit more about them in a little while. So there are three Greek words that we know. And the etymology, well, I'm sorry, we can talk first about the word huperetes, that is servants, is what it says there. Then we have the word doulos, which doulos we know that it's a slave. Then in the Greek words, we will have the word oikonomos, which it shows on the verse too. Oikonomos is an administrator. It comes from two Greek words, oikos and nomos. Oikos is house, nomos is law. It was an administrator. And then it was the diakonos, which is one of the servants in the church, something like what we know now. You know what? Going back to where we are right now, it says Huperetas the second, and then right behind, right under, it says Kai Oikonomos. The two words are there. And my question then is, are we good servants of the Lord? I like the word Tiko, the servant of the Lord. My goodness, it's pretty neat. But I think that we have an amazing example. That's Jesus Christ. I've been rethinking my life, reformulating several things in ministry, life. I work at the seminary for 25 years. I love that place. Beautiful place to work. But it's time to move to something else. And in the process, I've been using my gifts and my abilities, the God-given abilities. I've been using that, working with Grace Ministries, which is an organization that I have taught here in the past. We do four things: basic living, basic homes. We do food. We provide food in impoverished areas, medical clinics through doctors in the U.S. And we have a high 110 kids that are coming with us three times a week. We provide spiritual food, physical food, and that is amazing. And we're helping them to go from where they are all the way to college so they can change their environment. That is amazing. But at the same time, I've been right now going to pastor's conference in different places. I'm going to be in a pastor's conference in El Salvador October the 1st, I'm going to be here until the 30th in the U.S., and I will flew from here, from Washington, directly to El Salvador, and we'll be in two pastors' conference. Other than being in pastors' conference, I've been leading our church. Our pastor just left. And since our pastor left, I feel that I need to invest in my church in many different ways. And it was yesterday morning when I learned from my friend that was going to preach today in our church, a missionary from Brazil. Brazil, mi amigo do Brazil. Learning, man. Obrigado. I learned from him yesterday that he was not coming to our church this morning because he is very ill with a liver transplant. And that his body is rejecting the transplant, and he is looking for ways to go back to Brazil and check with his doctors. So we have to jump to plan B, and that happened fast. Anyway, doing that, supporting the people with the tragedy of the volcano, man, it was terrible. We've been helping in many different ways, but you know what? We got to the conclusion that we can put thousands and thousands of dollars in food and clothes, and people will get it, of course, and use it. But at the same time, I have realized that probably we can invest in a wiser way. And so we, as a group of friends, we have decided that we're not going to take any more clothes. Even though we have some and we're not going to take more food, we're going to try to build a house, two houses, for people in that area, and that way we can resolve their problem in a long period of time. So things like that. But then you find stuff like, man, where's ministry? Ministry was at the airport, or ministry is with this man, 71 years old, and Los Corrales, that is the name of the place in Guatemala, Los Corrales. And you will find that that was his house. He lived by himself. We went to visit and help him by building something for him. And you can find his bed. Probably you cannot see it very well, probably with a little bit more light or putting the camera inside. But that is not a temple. wood. That's where he was sleeping. So where's ministry? Is it there? It was in the airport. Man, that tri-ram, he was something like that. With the steel in front. And when you hear this sound, you know, like, boom, 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 boom. People row, 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 row. War. It was like row, 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 row. And people was doing that as fast as they can so they can hit the other ship. As I said, the Huperetas, it was chained to his spears, chained to his spears. Chains that keep him, you know, to attached to the other person, have no saying about his life. The only thing that he was good was to follow the will of his master. And what was his master? That sound. That was the only thing that he knew how to do. Follow those orders. Ready to follow orders. All the time. Slow or fast. Not many things on his vocabulary. It was even, we go faster, we go, man. Sentence to death. So I love when it says that we are servants. Do you know what? I think that it was not well translated in a way. Because it doesn't say, when it talks about the men regard us as servants, it says as huperetas. And the huperetas were chained to his spears, have no saying about their lives, ready to follow order, and it was people sentenced to death. And I would like to try to connect those ideas with the fact that, I mean, in a way we're chained to our peers. Guys, I am working in Guatemala. You guys are here, but you pray for us. You support what we do. We're chained in this beautiful and magnificent word, which is the word of the word. The work for the Lord. We are. We have no saying about our life. Our life is here to do the will of our master, the Lord. We're ready to follow orders. In a way, we're sentenced to death. But you know what? That is not a big problem either. Because if we trust in Jesus Christ, we will go to heaven. Not only we will go to heaven, we will have eternal life. Man, that is so, I'm sorry, that is so stinking neat. It's so nice. You know, in this process, changing gears, going from seminary, some things happen. Last year it was a hard year. Let me share a little bit with you. I was betrayed last year for people that I love. And I will not say much except that it was painful. The second thing that I want to say is my daughter Lori was going to a basketball game Sunday morning. Guatemala, you know, crazy driver. You guys, if you have not been in Guatemala, it's a boring driving. Man, 70 miles an hour. My daughter Lori was going to a game. She, with the corner of her eye, she saw, you know, something blinking. It was a red light. And then a car comes, you know, small car, and she like the faster. Man, she get away from the small car because she was wanting to get the chicken bus. So that's what she did. She get a chicken bus and total the car. It is by God's grace that she's fine. And on top of everything, she's marrying this December the 22nd, man. Stinking Billy. I'm just teasing, I'm sorry. Melissa, my daughter Melissa, she got really ill. She got typhoid fever last year. So Lori had the car accident, typhoid fever, and she was in bed for a month and a half without being able to move. That got to her liver and to her gallbladder. And the doctor really thought that it was stomach cancer. At the end, he told us. I got depressed. Looking at everything that is going on, was going on, I don't know how I was not able to trust in a better way in my Lord. But for a few months, I got like really down. But in many ways, I believe that probably was the enemy. I believe that in some way I was weak. But I believe that God is so powerful. He is so powerful. He's so good. It's not because you have properties, money, whatever. He is good. Period. And I believe that the church, the group of believers, are there to support each other. I've been thinking about many things, but you know, I am so thankful because of the trials that I've been able to go through. And the reason is simple, because I have learned that God is in control, and doesn't matter what happened, He is still good. I am His servant. So I am very clear that that's what I'm going to be doing. And I will continue to do. I find this car that I like. I'm planning to buy it this coming Sunday. I'm sorry. No, actually, that is for Pastor Thompson. You guys didn't know? What's wrong with you? You know what I like about this car? This car? It is not that. It is not like that by accident. The designers have their picture in their mind. They start working on them, and they start following the design, and they got to that. What about this one for Mr. Maddox? I'm just saying. They did the same thing. They have something, you know, from the beginning. They have the idea of what they were building. So it's the same with the church. It's the same with the church. The one that created the church, established that in his mind, God started the church, designed something like this, or this. I'm just trying to make the comparison, but we as church have made the church like this. That must be Cuba. It is time for us to recognize that many things are in the world going on right now. Man, so many crazy ideas, and what it was good, now is bad. And what was bad in the past, now is good. What's going on? There's a change there. And we as Christians need to be united, synergy, working together. We Guatemalans, Latin Americans, we have so much to learn from you guys. You are so organized, so on time. You guys said 10:30, it is 10:30. Actually, man. It's like being in another country. You guys, structure, you're good for that. We are, oh yeah, no. Yeah. This is Kevin, and that other kid is Wilson. Met them, and that's what caught my eye. I was doing mountain bike in Guatemala many years ago, 8 years ago, I think. And I was going there, you know, and suddenly, I find those two kids there with the slingshots. Man, killing birds. Can you believe it? There's not such a thing as angry birds where I live. Those kids have killed them all. But it was very interesting. Because going to do my job, which in some way is connecting with pastors, putting pastors, poor people, and Americans together, I went back to the village, and I didn't put the other picture in the presentation. But I have the other picture in which I am there. I find the case in which we are going to help a family. And this family is a very poor family. There is a picture of a man with big guns. That's the past. He was a bodyguard, and now he has diabetes, and he's over the limits, dying. And family asked me, and pastor asked me to help him by building a home for him. So when I realized that he and his 6 children live in the same house, I said, sure, we need to do something. And we decided to build 2 small houses, the duplex, one beside the other one. And then when I'm doing that, suddenly it's approaching me, this kid, and I said, with his family, and I said, you know Kevin. Kevin is the guy in the blue. He says, sure. And then he looks at me and says, you Tico. And I said, yes, I'm Tico. Man, I am Wilson. Kevin lives now here in the U.S. Wilson was there. I was helping the kid that I met 7, 8 years before. His father was dying. And we decided to do something to help his father die in a way that it was more, I don't know how to say that, but in a better way. And I call those things divine appointment. So my question again is, where does ministry happen? It happens on the airports. It happens in the mountains of Guatemala. Maybe ministry happens on the beautiful Antigua, the streets of Antigua. With my friends that we'll do mountain bike. You know what? That picture. Every Saturday morning I go and do mountain bike with this group of guys. And every Saturday morning, it's 6 a.m., somebody like 7:15, we're somewhere else, and somebody, the leader is the guy that shows, you know, the mustache there and white helmet and right in front of me, like to my left in the picture. Somebody scream, the word! They are not Christian people. They don't know about Jesus Christ. But they said, the word! And that means that there are 3 minutes, no more. 3 minutes. And in those 3 minutes, I have 3 minutes to tell them about God and the word. And they listen. Some of those guys have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Where ministry happens? When we do mountain bike? Is there top of the mountains? I'm thankful for my family. Has grown. there's Lisa right beside me. She has been, poor Lisa, she has been living 28 years with me. She deserved, you know, I mean, a big prize for that. Poor lady. But then Lori, the one that had the accident, is on that side of the picture. Then we have Melissa here. Melissa, Lori, David, my youngest, and Christian. You will think that Christian is Lori's boyfriend. It's not. It's my nephew, and he came to live in Guatemala a year and a half ago. He's from El Salvador, and he was needing a family. He came and asked us, I need a family. We'll not say much about his family, but need a family. So he's living in our home. We're paying for his studies. He's about to graduate this year. And great kid, amazing volleyball player, blah, 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 blah. Where's ministry? Maybe ministry is in my home. And sometimes it's kind of hard for me. I can minister to people, go places. So we get together every Monday night as a family and have family devotion. Where's ministry? Wow. I'm gonna wrap it up. This is pretty much the sign of the house that we're building for the people that it's that wasn't the volcano eruption. Where's ministry? At the eruption site, ground zero? Man, we need to administrate our time, of course, very important. Economical resources, yes, of course. The Word of God, for us and for another people. The life that we got from Him, from God. I started coming to this church when I was 22 years old. That's when I came the first time. Time has gone by. White hair, where it is hair. I don't take myself too serious. White hair, where is still hair? We need to administrate energy, our energy, to live well. The job that we do every day, etc. Many times I have told you that I love what I do. Really do love what I do. It is incredible that God called me to do what I do. And it's good that we all are in this thing called church, serving our Lord. But the things that we do is not just to look well. Man, look how good I look. No. We're missing something if we believe that way. We are here because we want to honor our Lord. We are here because we want to serve our people. I want to honor God. Give Him all the glory. He doesn't need for me to give Him His glory. He had it anyway. But I'm here to give Him glory. I'm here to use my gifts in behalf of my people. God's people. And I'm here in this world to go search for the lost people. And it is amazing. Go to somewhere else in the world. That is amazing. Do it. But I think that you need first to start in your home. As parents, we need to serve our people. Start at home. Ministry. Yeah, I need to answer that. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. If you're a college teacher, if you're a student at college, at your church, your job, everywhere. But it's not for me to feel good or for me to look good. It is for the glory of God. And we're missing something if it's not Jesus Christ that we're presenting. I need to finish here. And that is an interesting picture. Pulitzer, Kevin Carter. He was the one that took that picture. He was from Johannesburg, South Africa, 1994. I think that's when he got the Pulitzer, and then he's in an interview. He's sitting or standing in the interview, and suddenly somebody asks him, "You know what? Tell me. What happened with the little girl that is in the picture?" When he got that question, he was not able to answer anything. Because he took the picture and then walked away. For that children, it means everything if he decides to do something. But maybe there were maybe many, many cases like that. So he walked away and he didn't have an answer for that. And it was tough for him not to have an answer. So he dealt with that in his heart. And because of what happened that day, I don't know if you know that, but Kevin Carter took his life away. He killed himself, committed suicide. I don't want to stand in front of Jesus and he asking me about my neighbor and not to have an answer. I urge you today to do ministry anywhere you are. Let's pray. Padre, muchas gracias, Dios. Gracias por tu palabra, Señor, y gracias por esta preciosa iglesia. Te amamos, Señor, y bendecimos, Dios, todo lo que tú eres y todo lo que tú haces. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús, yo oro, Señor. Amén.